Blog Talk Radio.
I love her to death. I'm a big fan. You know, Eve, you know, came from the bottom and she went to the top. And, you know, salute to her for everything she's doing and her newfound love. And I think it is, you know, time for women to step outside of their, you know, market or comfort zone. You know, I found love. Got me a little Turkish, boo. Yeah, I know what it is. Merhaba. High in Turkish. Yeah, I know what it is. Your girl, Lexi, that's live in the building tonight. We going to have Philly's own, the one and only, Tori Hart live in the building. Not only is she a comedian, she's an author, a writer, you know, an actress, and a wonderful mother. She's going to be live on the show talking to us about life and what's going on and what's going to happen in the near future with her. Also, in this week's movies, speaking of movies, Kevin Hart's movie, the actual movie was funny. Check it out. It's called Get Hard with Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is, I'm a big Will Ferrell fan, and he definitely did his thing, so definitely check it out. But it's not for kids. Please don't take your kids over there because there was some inappropriate stuff in there, but it was definitely hilarious. It was, like, stupid funny, you know? And then also Fast and the Furious. Fast and the Furious, I have to give, like, 10 toes and fingers up. It was, like, outstanding. I mean, they just took it to a whole nother level. I mean, it was very emotional at the end when they did a tribute and Vin Diesel actually, you know, spoke upon, you know, him, you know, as Paul being his brother and things like that. And it was definitely a wonderful dedication. Big shout out to Wiz Khalifa, you know, for his song being, you know, actually placed in that video. It was definitely a big move for him. They blew the freaking, you know, theater out the market this past week. In the first week, I think they made $147 million. $147 million they made. So they blew home out of the water. You know, big shout out to you, Riri. But, you know, I mean, they had Ronda Rousey on there. I mean, she kicks ass. You had Tony Jaa, Thai boxing extraordinaire. You had Jason Statham was in there, man. Him and The Rock went blow to blow, and him and Vin Diesel. I mean, the action in there was nonstop. It kept you in your seat. You couldn't get out your seat. Even if you had to use the bathroom, it was ridiculous. I mean, it was crazy in there. I mean, the cars were sick, as always. I mean, they did some crazy stuff. I mean, they took a freaking car and flew it through, like, three buildings, and I was like, wow. And the way that they actually were able to use CGI to, you know, they used actually his brother Cody and his other brother Caleb and got them to actually, you know, play body doubles, but they used his face on there. And it was crazy because you thought that Paul Walker was actually alive, but, you know, in 2013 we lost into a deadly car crash. But, you know, the thing about it is that they kept the memory going, and it was just a beautiful thing. It was wonderful, and I implore everyone to check out the Fast and the Furious. And I think the money from Fast and the Furious is donating to his foundation. also. So definitely check it out. Also, some bad things that happened in the news. I think it was like 100 and something kids that were actually like killed in Kenya. It's sad, you know. They were basically like massacred because something, I guess the terrorists or whatever felt that the government did something, so they retaliated on the children. I mean, what, imagine you're at home and you're thinking your child's at school and they get massacred. Like, this is crazy. Like, what is going on in the world? You know, my prayers go out to the families and things like that. And tonight, like I said, we're going to have the one and only Toy Heart live in the building. But we're going to go ahead and go to a Jay-Z song and we can come right back. You already know what it is. Taking you back. You already know what it is. You're going to let you know. We in the building.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Duro, you gotta let it bump. Like that, yeah. Come on, bring the chorus in. Yeah, I do a bit, lose the red, bust it, trust in that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave a stake out the door, mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop, minus one shot. We need no G money, man, we all we got. From the soup to the big dudes, stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man, I thought we would never progress. But look at us now, man, we young execs. My name, my big, my top, my high, my body, we your body, all that's right with the world. No matter how pretty she is, you never liking my girl. That's how we run when you ain't around. I spank your son, keep him in line. If you should die, I keep him like mine. God forbid, keep this in mind, my raised me crazy, product of my environment. Nothing can save me. Thanks for letting me bloom, for your wisdom, for your womb, for the roof over my head, for my shoes, for my bed. For the most important lesson in life was when you said, strive for what you believe in, set goals and you can achieve them. Thanks for the days you kept me breathing, when my asthma was bad and my chest was wheezing. Thanks for the look of love just as I was leaving. On nights you thought I wouldn't come back, that left you grieving. Thanks for holding down the household when times was bad. As a man, I apologize for my dad. When the rent was due, you would hustle like a pimp would do. That wasn't a life meant for you. You're a queen, you deserve the cream. Everything that gleams, everything that shines, everything that's mine. And your dad, don't look back if you fall and you feeling bad. I'm right there from your cut to when you peeling the scab. If it comes a time and you ain't feeling your real dad, put my face on his body. Don't wait for nobody, don't follow no, that's hope, man. Stand on your own too, do yo, man. The world is yours. Some girls are nice, some girls are, don't listen to your crew, do what works for you. Standing back from situations gives you the perfect view. You see the snakes in the grass, then you wait on it. Bite your tongue for no one, and whatever is said, take it how they want. A closed mouth don't get fed. You know my number when it's cold red. If you wrong, my you're my nephew. We get it on, my lord.
Nigga Raekwon talking, huh? Everything you want, you don't need. Don't believe everything you read, and only half what you see.
I said I want it, I don't need it. Don't believe everything you read, only half what you see. Yeah.
money stashed up.
Walla walla.
My show's stashed up.
Walla walla.
My ass stashed up.
Walla walla.
Got my money.
Water, Wall, Raekwon, French Montana, French Montana. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leslie, that's live in the building, man. And, you know, you had a little Jay-Z, anything, you know what I'm saying, taking it back to New York, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Worldwide, international. It's your girl, Leslie, that's live in the building, man. And we got your girl, the one and only Sandra, live in the building. We're going to have the one and only Tori Hart in the building, comedian, writer, mother, actress, live in the building on the show, talking to us about life and what's going on and what's new and what's popping. And it's Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to turn up. And salute to everybody celebrating the birthday this month. You already know what it is. I also heard that today was Sister's Day or something. So even if you're not a blood sister or somebody you love that you call a sister, go call them up and tell them you love them. You already know what it is, man. That's Radio Online. And don't forget, Floyd and Pacquiao, the fight is coming soon, May 2nd. Who got that fight party popping? Because I need to be in the building, cuz. What's up, Sandra?
What's up? Like, oh, geez. What's going on? Whoopity-whoop. It's Friday. Oh, it's actually Siblings Day today. Yeah, not sisters. Siblings.
The Sibling Day?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is today.
Hey, man. Hey, well, if you got somebody that's a fake sibling, still say you love them, man. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Whatever. You're family.
Whatever, man. Some people that's not even blood is more family than your real family, you know what I mean?
True. That's very true. That's very true, yes. Some people that are not blood are actually more family to you than your real family.
Exactly. You know? So what's new on the sports scene, man?
Man, it's a lot going on with the sports, man. It's a lot going on. Of course, we know that for the NFL, this is news to me, Troy Polamalu from the Steelers, he's going to be retiring after 12 years of playing NFL. I'm going to fast forward to NBA because that's all I have for NFL right now. But for NBA, D. Rose came back. Yes, indeed. D. Rose came back.
Are you serious? Wow.
Indeed. He came back Wednesday. I know, right? I'm so happy he came back. He actually played 19 minutes. You know, he did a good job. You know what I'm saying?
With no injuries? With no injuries, though?
Right. Oh, he needs to stop. He didn't get injured at all.
He's
injury prone.
I love him. He's injury prone, like, for real. Like,
yes. He was hurt every second. And then Paul George also came back. He came back last Sunday. Of course, he also was injured. So that, you know, all the other injuries are coming back, of course, because playoffs is coming up under 19. And then Mr. Stephen Curry, he is, I don't know what to say about him. I'll just say he is a phenomenal player right now. Like, he is the top player. He is probably going to win the MVP this year because he broke his record again. I don't know how he's breaking his own record. He broke his three-point record that he had for the past 3 years, so he broke his own stuff three times in a row. And moving on, we know that Duke won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. They beat Wisconsin. And, of course, women, Connecticut, I mean, we know they were going to win. You know, like, that's common sense, but they actually won. They beat Notre Dame. You know, I was saying to myself, I'm like, too bad they ain't got Skylar, because if Skylar Diggins was still around with Notre Dame, I think they would have had a problem winning. But, hey, shout-out to Connecticut for winning. And I want to say a big rest in peace to Lauryn Hill and her family. She was a young lady that played for Mount St. Joseph back in 2014. She played college. She was such an inspiration to everyone. She had cancer. She had pediatric cancer. This is something that affects kids from 3 to 9. But for some reason, she got it at the age of 19. And she played through it, played college basketball. She didn't let it stop her. But unfortunately, cancer won, which is a sad thing, you know, to us. So unfortunately, she passed away at the age of 19.
You know, rest in peace to her. Yeah.
Sandra, rest in peace to her. But, yo, you almost made me have a heart attack, son. You said Lauryn Hill. I was like, the singer? I said,
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I didn't get no interview with her yet. Hold on. I didn't see nothing on my Instagram. What happened?
Yeah. You are there. Who is Lauryn Hill? Lauryn Hill, is she dead?
Right. I'm like, what happened to Lauryn? Ooh, la, la, la. Okay.
Like, she started playing basketball, too, in college.
I was like, what happened?
Mm-mm, not that Lauryn Hill.
Calm down. Let me calm down my nerves. My anxiety started kicking in, girl. Lauryn Hill, though. But I'll rest in peace to her and her family, because that's definitely a sad situation, you know, about cancer.
Absolutely.
So many people have lost their lives to cancer. But we're going to check on the phone now, because we do have a phone caller live on the line. But you know what? We're going to have the wonderful, the beautiful. I love her smile. Every time she smiles, she brightens up the room. She's a mother. She's a comedian. She's a writer. She's a newly found author. And she's an actress. And she's an all-around wonderful and humble person when you meet her. We're going to have the one and only Tori Hart live in the building. Let's go to the phone lines and see who we have in the building with us tonight. Hello? Hello, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Call us from the 323 live in the building. What's popping? Hello? Call us from the 323. You're live in the building. What's popping? Okay. I guess you could just stay on the line if that's what you want to do. Okay. So, like I said, we're going to have the beautiful and wonderful Tori Hart live in the building. So don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. You still there with me, Sandra?
Indeed, of course I'm here.
Yeah, don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Get those questions ready for the wonderful Tori Hart. We're going to go to the phone line. I think the caller we're going to try to see, but like I said, we're going to have the wonderful Tori Hart live in the building. Caller from the 323, you're live in the building. What's popping?
Yeah, this is, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, this is Tori. I was trying to say,
yay!
I didn't know if you could hear me.
Hey, Tori.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, excited to hear you and honored to have you on the phone with us, love.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here.
So, Tori, how you doing today? How's the weather over there?
Good. It's good. It's actually nice and sunny. About a
you in Atlanta or you in Cali this time?
No, I'm in Cali.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's what's up. You need central air out there, man, because we was out. I was like, that heat. Girl, that heat.
It's really not that bad, though. I mean, because you guys, you in D.C., right?
Yeah, we're in the D.C. area, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually D.C., that weather in the summertime is more humid and hot. I grew up in Philly and Jersey, so it's a different type of heat. That humidity is no joke.
Definitely it's not. Definitely it is. But first off, Tori, before we get into anything, do you got any shout-outs before we get into the interview, love?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said before we get into the interview, you got any shout-outs or anything before we get into it?
Shout-outs. Well, first, I guess I give a shout-out to y'all. Thanks for having me. to my boo, Reno, my manager, my everything, Reno, my mom, my kids. And I guess that's it. I don't usually get asked to do shout-outs.
Shout-out to Reno. He definitely be looking out for you, man. And y'all guys look like the most beautifulest couple. Y'all so sweet together. I love it.
Aww,
I love love.
Thank you.
I love.
That's my baby.
So Tori, talk to us, man. You have been doing a whole bunch of wonderful things. 2015 is definitely your year. Now talk to us. What inspired you to become a comedian and venture out and and pursue this career in the industry of comedy?
Well, let me just clear up. A lot of people call me a comedian. I'm not necessarily a comedian. I'm more so a comedic actress.
Okay.
I do comedy, but I'm more so a comedic actress. I do sketches, and I host a lot of things, But as far as being, like, not my passion, it's not my calling, it's not my passion. I just love the host, and I just love comedy. So anything to deal with it as far as comedic acting and sketches and hosting is my thing. But to say I'm standing, you know, a stand-up comedian, that, you know, I can't even disrespect the game like that. So I just wanted to clear that up. I've always loved comedy. I mean, since I was a little kid, and then, you know, not to mention in high school, I got class clown. I mean, I was always joking and clowning people and stayed in trouble. Barely graduated because I was always doing something I had no business doing as far as joking around. But, you know, and I mean, and I used to go to comedy shows all the time. So it was just always in me. I love comedy. But, I mean, I love the arts. I love acting. I love dramas. I love everything about entertainment concerning, you know, acting, comedy, producing, all of that. So
definitely.
It's always
and
been
I
in
know-
me.
And I know you and Simone, which I met when you guys were actually in L.A. and stuff, when we were at the award show or whatever. You guys were, like, really close and stuff. I know you guys had launched a YouTube channel called Pretty Funny Fish, and you guys had, like, skits and everything or whatever that was pretty funny, you know, with King Bash and a lot of different people. And it was really funny. And I seen recently that, which I love, All Deaf Digital with Russell Simmons, and I've seen you on there. So what is going on with that whole movement and stuff with that? Like, what's going on with that?
Which movement?
Off Deaf Digital, because I heard that you guys did a partnership, because you already had your own channel with Simone and other people that were doing, they were comic comedic addict actors also.
Yeah, well, you know what we did is we did a few projects with All Deaf Digital. They actually wanted us to do a few projects for them. But this was a little while ago. Now I'm doing my own thing, so I'm not really too involved with the All Deaf Digital movement. I'll go. If they ask me to do some stuff, I'll do it. But I just really honestly haven't had the time because I have my own stuff going on right now. But the All Deaf Digital movement, that, you know, it's the internet now is a huge thing. You know, the digital media space is really growing and really popping. So that was what that was all about. And that's, you know, Pretty Funny Fish is still in full effect. It's just right now Simone is working. She's working at All Deaf Digital. And, you know, I'm shooting films and doing other things. So as far as business-wise, which I can't be in every place, you know, all the time. So that's kind of where we are right now with that. But it's still alive and kicking.
Okay. I also heard that you're writing a book, a self-help book. Is that true with women? You're writing a book also?
You know what? I actually have wrote a book. And the thing is, you know, I was in such a different place when I wrote the book. I was, you know, in a place of, you know, going through a lot, that now I have actually decided not to release the book. I'm in the process now of releasing writing a new book, and it's, you know, about getting your happy back. So, you know, that's the space that I'm in right now. I'm happy. I don't know. I'm just in such a different place than I was when I wrote the first book that I don't even want to release it because it's pointless.
Exactly. I mean, I've definitely seen you grow as an individual from the beginning to now, and you just blossomed into such a beautiful person, but you've always had a beautiful heart. But just, you know, now I just see the glow in your face, you know. Every time when you say, I just see the glow in your face, I see the happiness in you. You know, and I'm just really happy for you in your newfound life now, you know. And
I went through a lot, and, you know, we all go through stuff in life. You know, we all go through a lot, and it's just all about how you overcome it. And, you know, like you said, I'm in a much better place. I'm, really happy. Like, I look back now, and I didn't even realize the place that I was in, you know. But I look back now, like, I'm such, thank God. You know where I'm at now, because it's like you just don't realize it. So,
exactly.
But yeah,
exactly. I definitely, and to speak about relationships and love or whatever, I just found a newfound love. And you never know, like, when you meet the one, the right one,
mm-hmm.
you're like, man, mm-hmm. what was I doing the whole other times? You know what I'm saying? Like, because they show you different things about yourself, you know, and
yeah.
you experience different things. And it's like, wow, I didn't even know I can love like this, you know. And it's a happy place, you know. So
it really
is.
And it's funny you say that because, you know, it's just like you said, you realize, like, how much love and what the difference is between, you know, the people who you dated before. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, now I'm just like, I can't stop thinking about him. I'm like, at first I was like, this is my son. And I was like, you know, like, I wasn't trying to give nobody else my heart. So that's number one. So for
exactly.
me to take that big step and, you know, finally release it, I was like, oh, wow, okay, I feel like I can release it. And I'm glad I did because, like you say, I'm glowing. I'm having the time of my life. You know, it's an amazing feeling. It really is.
Exactly. It definitely is. And you have so many fans and so many people love you. And I think we have somebody on the line, a caller on the line. You're live with Tori Hart on Lush Radio Online. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 301-917? 301-917? Okay, you can stay on the line. We're not going to bite you, okay? Sandra, you got a question for Tori?
Absolutely, absolutely. I just, you know, I love your work. I love everything you do, and just like Love said, you know, I you guys are amazing. You two, you guys look gorgeous together. You know, your career, like, I've watched you grow and blossom as well. You know, like, I love how you carry yourself and how you handled everything that was thrown your way. You know, you didn't let anything bite you or anything bring you down. You just kept your head up and kept going. And, you know, I truly look up to you for that.
Oh, wow.
Now,
thank you.
My question is, you know, what keeps pushing you? You know, what is that thing, that drive that you have, or that one thing that keeps pushing you, that keep, you know, showing you, hey, don't give up, you know, keep going? Like, what is that that makes you go harder and push harder?
Wow. You know, honestly, it's a few things. For one, you know, I refuse to fail. There was one thing that a quote that I saw that Jay-Z said, which he was like, you know, it's nothing I did that was so spectacular. He said, what I did was I just didn't quit. So, you know, and it just lets me know, like, if you just keep pushing and keep going, anything that you want is possible if, you know, you put in the work, you know. And another thing that keeps me motivated is my daughter. You know, I know my daughter, we have our talks, and she's 10, and I just want her to see a woman. You know, just, you know, her dad is very successful, and I know she loves him and looks up to him, but I also want to show her that, you know, there's women who can be successful and be a great role model for you, too. So,
right.
you know, I want her to see that a woman can do the same things, and not necessarily the same thing, but just still be a successful woman and still be a mom, you know, still show love to her children, still take care of the children, and still go out and have her own, you know, just in case, because you never know what can happen in the future, but you always just want to have your own. So I just push her, you know, that's another thing that keeps me motivated. And, you know, I have a great guy in my life right now, a great guy in my corner who's my manager and, you know, my love, my everything, and he pushes me, and we're a team. So, you know, I thank God that I did find that teammate who really believes in me and pushes me.
So, you know when she says that, it sounds like she's smiling. I could just feel her smiling through the phone.
That is so true. It's like you can hear it. You can hear the joy. I love it.
Definitely. And speaking of you know, doing TV and stuff now, reality shows have become the popular thing. And if
mm-hmm.
you put your life on Front Street and you're transparent, how was it
mm-hmm.
dealing with, you know, being on reality? Was it hard to deal with that? And did some of the things, is it real, or some of this stuff is kind of like provoked by producers and stuff like that? Like, you know.
Well, you know, I can't speak for the other shows. I can only speak
uh-huh.
for our show.
Uh-huh.
And say that, no, all of it was really real. It was, you know, of course they set you up in situations and they put you in,
uh-huh.
you know, say you're meeting with this person, you're doing this, but when you're in the scene, that's all you and everything that's going on. So, you know, it's not like they ever told us to say this or say that or do anything like that. So that's the thing I can say for our show. And, you know, I'm an open book. I don't care. You know, like I'm not, there's, to me, it's like, you know, if I can help somebody with what I've been through or my story or what I do in life, okay, let me help this person or let me show them, you know, like we all are going through the same thing, just maybe on different levels or just maybe different situations. I don't know, but it's no different, you know, and I'm okay with exposing, you know, things about myself, you know, because as far as I'm concerned, only God can judge me anyway. And, you know, at the end of the day, I got to meet my maker. He created me, so I could care less what somebody else thinks of me. I'm going to do me and live my life. And that's just my philosophy. That's how I live.
Definitely. And I just want to say that, you know, meeting you in person and stuff, you know, because everybody, you know, puts a persona on different people when you don't actually meet them. But when we met you at the Female Hip Hop Honors and stuff, you were so nice. You were, like, so sweet. Like, and you have the wonderful, you have a wonderful smile. You were so nice. And then when we saw you again at For Sisters Only, you were so nice again. You were just, like, you're the same person. Like, you don't change. You don't, like, some people, they act Hollywood or they, like, want to act different. Like, you're the same person all year round. 36 days of the year, like, you're the same person. And I love that about you, you know. You're very approachable, you know, and I definitely love you as an individual. The other thing I was going to ask you, what's new? What are the new products? Because you have a company, you're doing so many things. Tell us what we need to look out that's coming from Toy Heart.
Well, yeah, well, actually, I have a movie coming out this summer in June with Cat Williams. Me, Cat Williams, Orlando Brown, Oba Babatunde actually directed the movie. And then Sierra Carter, she's an up-and-coming actress who's very talented. She's also in the piece. And so that's what's coming out. It's called American Bad Boy. That's coming out in June. I'll actually be doing, you know, a press run coming up pretty soon for that. And so I'm super excited about that. Of course, Skimpy Mixers, we just landed a huge contract at Acme Markets, which is huge back east.
Wow.
So that, you know, doing conventions with that is still going strong in Walmart and, you know, also Amazon.com, it's on there. But mainly, you know, landing another big contract like that was huge. And that's, like, right now, that's really what I'm focused on. I actually just signed a new deal for an app that I'm coming out with too. It's a game app, and it's called the 2101 game, and that's actually available. Use that. I hear those cars. I'm at my son's baseball practice. If you hear those cars in the background,
okay.
It's a new game called the 2101 game, and it's an app, and it's now it's available on 2101 game, and it'll be available for iPhones actually within the next week. So those are the three major things I'm doing. And, you know, just staying busy with my acting and my writing and my comedy.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We're going to check again. We got a caller from the 301. You're live in the building with Toy Heart. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay. Stay on the line.
I don't know which one. They just, because when I first called in, I don't know. It's like maybe it's a delay or something. I don't know.
I guess that's what it was, because I was like, what, are they, like, tongue-tied or something? What's going on? But, Sandra, you got a question?
Yeah.
Another question for Tori.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I want to know, like, you know, where do you see yourself, you know, in the next 5 years, you know, with this whole industry? Do you plan on being in the industry, or do you plan on somehow branching away and somehow quitting or somehow, you know, taking a different avenue? Like, what do you see yourself in the next 5 years doing?
You know, I used to have, like, this whole big plan, like, for my life. Like, honestly, I had this plan where I was going to have my career before I got married. I was going to have my career before I had children. And God had other plans. So everything that I had planned before was completely different. Meanwhile, I had children 10 years before that was supposed to happen. So according to my plan, I got married and my career didn't start jumping until literally within like the last few years. So I can honestly say I don't know. I take everything day by day, and what I do is a little bit every day, every single day I work towards what I want to accomplish, which is I do want to be an accomplished actress. I do want to be an accomplished businesswoman. I do want to be an accomplished author. So every single day I take steps towards that direction. Now, will it happen the way I want to? Probably not, because it already showed me in the past that it didn't happen the way I wanted it to. But I feel like as long as I do the work and stay consistent,
right,
that God has a bigger plan for me that I can't even think about. So that's how I'm living now. Like I used to be so antsy, like, oh my God, this isn't happening fast enough for me, or, you know, this isn't how I wanted it. And now I just, each day, this is the best feeling. I just live each day to the best that I can. I don't think about the past.
Wow.
I don't think about the future. I just stay directly in the present.
Wow.
And do the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tori, I have a question. In
mm-hmm.
regards to the youth out there that are interested in to get into the industry, that look up to you, what kind of advice would you give them?
Do the work. Study. Study the greats. Do the work. You know, go to acting classes. Submerge yourself into the craft. If it's, you know, if you want to be a producer, find out what producers really do. You know, comedian, find out what they really do. Whatever it is you really want to be, just study, and work every single day. Like I said, you know, even if you have other jobs or something else, as long as you're putting something towards that craft, even if it's an hour, it's something towards your craft. You know, because we, of course, we all have lives, and you don't want to work yourself to death where you don't enjoy life. But as long as you're doing something towards your goal, you will achieve it. And, you know, you have to make sure you're passionate about it, because if you're not passionate about what you're doing, then you're not going to want to do the work, and it's never going to happen for you. So
Definitely.
That would be my little advice for them, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard through the grapevine that Kevin actually, like, gave you a gift of a car or something, or a truck and stuff? Or is that like a friendship gift? Like, is that true?
Yeah, you know, it is very true. He actually got me an Escalade, and we're in such a great place. That's why I just, you know, was saying God, like the top of the year in January, I just decided I want peace between everybody in my world. You know, I made peace with his fiance. I made peace with him. You know, I had a conversation. I just said, listen, you know, I want peace. Like, this is, I just
uh-huh.
can't live like this anymore. And I cried out to Jesus. I was like, Jesus, I can't do this anymore. It's a new year. It's, you know, new energy. I can't take no negative energy into 2015. So, you know, in the January, you know, everything came full circle. I had been praying and fasting a lot. And
wow.
You know, that day came, January 3rd, 2015, you know, where it was just peace. Everything's been great, you know, co-parenting's great. Him and Reno have a great relationship. Me and Aniko, you know, we're actually getting on a great relationship terms and just, you know, helping one another out. And, you know, so it is what it is, you know. And I just felt
wow.
like it was time. And it just goes to show you, you know, healing takes time and things happen. But I stayed faithful, and like I said, I just prayed, fasted, and I wanted peace. I couldn't take it. I needed peace.
Tori, so I gotta commend you for that one, man. I gotta commend
right.
you. Right. You know, for real. I gotta commend her, because it takes a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It takes
a real woman.
A real woman. You are a woman. You are a boss, and I commend you. And, you know, because that takes a lot, and it takes a lot of prayer to deal with that. And I'm so happy for you, because it's good that you have a good relationship now and you guys are working together. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely.
When I tell you, it helps for everybody involved. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, Reno's around my kids just as much as she's around my kids. So, you know, I needed him and Kevin to just be great friends. And you know, Reno's always wanted to just make sure there was peace too, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Between us having a great relationship, the two of them having a great relationship, and now, you know, it's a happy place. We actually just supported Kevin at his premiere, the Get Hard premiere, just the other week. So, you
oh,
know,
wow.
Open and supported him, and, you know, it has to become a support system, because at the end of the day, we're going to be family for life. So,
true.
Exactly.
You
exactly. That's true. That's true. That's definitely true. And the other thing I want to ask is balancing family life and career. Is it hard, you know, doing the mommy thing and business at the same time? Is it hard balancing that?
Sometimes it is. You know, there's some days where I have to juggle a whole lot, but I always seem to make it work. God always, like, sets it up good. You know, I do have help. I have people out here who do help me, you know, like I said, between Aniko, Kevin, when he's in town, he helps. You know, Reno helps out, you know. So I don't have, you know, like back east, where all my family is, I would have my mom, you know, you have grandma, grandpa, and cousins. So I don't have that out here in Cali, but I do have people, you know, help. And, you know, I try to schedule things while they're in school. So I work around their schedule to get a lot of things done.
Definitely, definitely. And I know you're right now at his baseball practice multitasking and stuff. That's a real mom right there. So we're not going to kidnap you for too long and stuff, because I know you got to go back to him in a few minutes. But we want to tell you that we love you and we appreciate you even taking the time. And you've always been a genuine person. And we wish you nothing but success in everything that you do. And this ain't the last time we're going to have you. You know, anything else that comes up, we definitely want to support you in it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And let me just say, I appreciate you guys for wanting to interview me. Never
Absolutely.
Be on a high court and say, oh, you know, no. You know, because at the end of the day, you're taking your time out to even want to get to know me more and see what's going on in my life. So that's a blessing. You know, I don't take stuff like that for granted, because I could be sitting around by David Dale. So I appreciate that. So thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Sure. Sora's so sweet. She's funny as I don't know what.
I honestly just air hug her right now. I'm like, oh, air hug.
Well, y'all are sweet too. So, and I really am appreciative, and I really do want you to know that I really don't take it for granted. I really don't.
Okay. We love you, Tori.
I love you.
Sorry, we appreciate you. Hopefully we come back out to Cali sometime soon, you know, and when it's not like super hot, you know, I don't have hot flashes enough going on, you know. But if you're out here on the East Coast and stuff, you know, maybe we can link and, you know, sit down with you live or something, or maybe get some drinks, get turned up, who knows? But we love you.
Definitely,
you
know? And I don't know, I think I might be in that area soon. I'm not sure, but if I am, I will definitely let you girls know.
That's what's up, baby girl. We love you, and we know you got to get back to the baseball game. So, you know, we just had the one and only, the beautiful, the one and only Tori Hart. Tori, if people want to keep up with what's going on with Tori, how do they check you out on social media?
Oh, well, you can find me at torihart.com, which is TORREIHART. Also, my Instagram is torihart, Twitter, tori_hart, and Facebook is torihart. So that's where you can find me.
Definitely big shout-out. And she does answer her Instagram and all her social media. She's a real person on there. Okay.
No,
just to let the audience
I appreciate you, and you. But you, have, I really appreciate everybody who takes the time out to support me. Like, it goes a long way. It really does. So I try. You know, when I have time, I really sit down and try to answer everybody back. You know, I really do. So I appreciate everybody. I really do.
That's what's up, man. We love you, Tori. I'm gonna go ahead and let you. And we're rooting for your son. We hope he wins his game.
So he had practice now. His game is Sunday, so he's doing right now. He just caught a ball and got to be in hollow first base in practice, so he's doing good right now.
Okay, girl. We'll talk to you later. We love you.
Okay. All right, love you back.
That's what's up.
Bye. All right.
That's what's up. We just had Tori Hart live in the building. Wonderful spirit. I hope he wins his game this Sunday. You know, that was just a pleasure having her on the show, Sandra.
Yes, it was. She's such a sweetheart. I love her. And she's so down to earth. And, like, that's amazing. And all that. I love her character. That's amazing.
Exactly. It's wonderful because, you know, you get some people, and then, you know, when they get in Hollywood, sometimes, you know, they change. But she's always, every time we see her, she's the same person.
you know, she's the same way, and she has a genuine heart, and she's a great mom.
Absolutely.
So we definitely salute her, you know, and salute all the moms out there that are out there doing their thing, you know, and balancing business, having their own businesses and things like that, because it's not an easy job, you know. Being a mother alone by herself. Christ, every single day they got some kind of field trip. I know I deal with it every single day. She's like, I got to go here. I'm like, will I ever have money for myself? Stop it. For real, man. So it's crazy. But I told him earlier in the show, I said we checked out Fast and the Furious and stuff, and Fast and the Furious, the ending was so sad, you know, a tribute to Paul Walker, and it was a great movie. It was really intense. It was not nonstop action, you know. If you haven't checked it out, they grossed $147 million in the first week. That's crazy. Like,
wow.
That was crazy.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's record-breaking right there.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, wow, in the first week. So, I mean, and I believe it's continued. But see, the thing about it is that, you know, they had series of Fast and Furious. I think it was only one series installment that they didn't do, like the original characters didn't do, and I think that's the one where they had Bow Wow and they were in Tokyo. I think that was the Tokyo one they weren't really in, or
yeah,
whatever.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, the Tokyo Drift, which I think, I mean, no disrespect against Bow, but that one was kind of whack. I didn't really like it because when you're stuck to the original characters and stuff, it's like, come on, like throwing somebody, you know, throwing them to the left, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I mean. So, I mean, I think what Fast and the Furious came out in, what, like 2009 or something?
I think so.
Maybe like,
they've had a few of them.
I think I was in my early 20s or something. Maybe like mid-20s or whatever, when they came out or whatever. And then, you know, they had all the installments. And then, I mean, they've, like, actually, we've grown with Fast and the Furious. I mean, because Paul was like maybe like his 20s or something. You know, whatever, and, you know, and then I think he was like 40. I think he, like,
mm-hmm.
died in his 40s or whatever, right?
Yes.
And The Rock, you know, he was old, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Van Diesel had Phil Simulac looking like on his milk when he first started, you know? So, I mean, we've seen them grow as characters and individuals. So, I mean, it was a growing process, and then to lose him, I mean, was definitely a sad thing. But the way that they used that CGI, and they used the brothers,
mm-hmm.
Cody and Caleb. Girl, you would not even think this guy was dead. You think he was alive right now at this moment.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Nice.
And they said
That's
since
nice,
he
yeah.
died, they said that they said the daughter, I think he was worth like a couple million. And they said
mm-hmm.
his daughter got his whole entire million, and the mother is like her caregiver, I guess, you know,
yep.
the guardian and stuff. Or
yes,
whatever.
The guardian, yes. Indeed,
I was like,
indeed.
Shoot, I said, man, Paul, could you have adopted me?
Stupid as hell.
Could you
he
have
adopted
me
or something?
I'm like,
something.
He's like, what, like 15, 16? You know, I don't think they released him since he's like 18 or something, right? But, I mean, she
right.
did anyway. But I feel sorry for the girlfriend because they didn't even get married. And, like, I'm like, what is she left with? Did he even put anything in the will for her? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just the fact that he's just gone, you know? I think that's the main thing is that he's gone.
But you know his girlfriend was like 20-some years old, right?
Yes.
Like she was mad
yes, his girlfriend was 22.
I didn't
yes,
even know
was,
that.
No, no one knew the age until he was until he died. Actually, yeah, no one knew he had a girlfriend until he died. No one knew.
I was like, what? I was like, because we've never seen him with like no posing with no
nobody.
Dick, nothing like that.
Mm-mm.
Like,
mm-mm.
But, you know, Paul's never been out there like that. You never heard any
right,
bad things
wanted.
About Paul. Paul's life was really undercover, though, even though he was a hottie. But his life was kind of, like, really undercover. Nobody really knew what was going on with Paul. We knew about his foundations and things like that. But I was like, Paul, for real, though? What were you doing, cuz? What was you doing?
Right.
But I was, like, 23. I was like, she your child? What's going on? But anyway, but, I mean, love is love. Age is not a number, but But I don't know, though, because she said he got her when she was 16. But, I mean, to each his own. We love you, Paul. We miss you.
Right, we miss you.
You know, and it was kind of devastating because I was looking at
I was about to say, oh, get well soon.
You crazy as I don't know what.
I was about to say, get well soon.
You was about to say, get well soon. What? Girl, shut up. Rest in peace, peace, Paul Walker. Oh, my God, we a mess today. It's Friday. Excuse
it's
us.
Friday.
I'm tired.
Yes.
24 hours nonstop grind. You start forgetting stuff.
Wait, rest in peace. I hope you get better food.
No, but I implore everybody to check it out, you know, and also check
Absolutely.
Out, you know, Get Hard. It was stupid funny. It was crazy. Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart together. That was a funny movie. You know, it's a lot of good movies. You know, but definitely check it out. Home for the Children. Check out Home. Both. I think it was 44 million. That
mm-hmm.
first week or with Rihanna. So check out those movies. And you know, also I don't know if you guys are into like Korean barbecue, but there's a great Korean barbecue in Virginia called Yo Chan. And oh my God, like I ate kimchi for the first time, and I always thought like you all said kimchi stinks and all that stuff. But when
uh-huh.
I ate it, I just found out online that it's like 200 types of kimchi, and it's like cabbage or something like fermented
yeah,
cabbage.
Yeah, it's
or
like
something.
Rotten cabbage. It's like rotten cabbage.
Yeah, but I hope I don't like. I'm not gonna get sick and fall out.
You're not gonna.
I'm not
oh my God!
They wouldn't serve it. You're gonna get sick. I think that's the health violation right there. So you need to call the health people. Come in and get this people.
But yo, when you be saying I'm on a Korean movie, they be eating kimchi like that joint's nothing. Yo, they be crushing that
yeah,
joint
no
like kimchi.
Uh-uh.
Right. So I went over there. Go bogey is like the grilled meat on a the stand, like they grilled the meat or whatever. That's
mm-hmm.
go bogey is good. It's some good stuff. But I mean the stuff that all the little sides are like free or whatever when you get your meal. And yo, they fast. Like they got this call button. They come over there. The lady's like, "What you want?" Boom. They had a drink like in 3.5 seconds, and then they bust the
wow.
table like it's nothing. So, I mean, Koreans are aggressive. They don't play no games about their food. Like, they want to be in and out. They're fast with
Absolutely.
Their food. So, salute to them. I just hope, you know, I don't have no stomach pains later on this week. You know what I'm saying? From the country. But
I feel
like the food was really good, though.
As long as the food
Definitely.
Was good, that's all that matters.
Yeah, check out some Korean barbecue. They also serve sake and stuff, too. And I just found out that Cass beer is, like, the number one beer in Korea and stuff.
Mm.
You know, check it out when you get a chance. It's actually good. So, you know, so those are some things in this week. And some quotes for this week. Don't eat with those who will brag about feeding you. So, for those people that, you know, they say they're working with you or they say they did this, that, and the third or whatever, if they want to
mm-hmm.
brag and say they did all this stuff for you, don't deal with them. You know what I mean? Don't mm-hmm. deal with them. Do it yourself. Like, I don't like relying on people for stuff because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people always come back or, you know, people are vindictive nowadays. You know, people
yes.
are very nasty, you know, very nasty. So
very nasty,
my thing
especially
is like,
behind the computer. You know?
Exactly. Everybody's an internet gangster. Everyone's a gangster.
Yes, yes, girl.
Everyone's a gangster. You know, so just be mindful of the people you bring into your circle. We don't really have a circle because we don't trust a lot of people. So, you know, we kind of stay to ourselves, you know.
Me.
You know, because, I mean, the only person you can rely on is yourself. And then at the end of the day, you know if something happens, you can blame yourself for it. You know,
Absolutely.
never have expectations for other people, you know,
Mm-mm.
because if you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. And a good leader, you know, always understands that, you know, in some situations, you know, you have to listen, be able to delegate, be able to
mm-hmm.
listen to your peers and your employees and understand situations. And sometimes some employees don't know how to work as a team if they've always been used to working independently. So sometimes you have to be the force or the leader to show them how to be, you know what I'm saying, a team member, you know. So it's difficult being a CEO. It's difficult being a boss. But at the same time, being a chief executive officer, a lot of people like putting that title on their selves, but they don't know the burden,
the background,
being, you know, the burden or the background or how much,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's overwhelming and it takes a toll. You need to understand the position you're putting yourself in and are you able to handle that?
And speaking on that, we have a call on the line at 202-714-4014. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's poppin'?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's poppin'? Who's this beautiful lady on the phone with us right now?
This is Del P, the owner of Beauty Made Up Hair Extensions. I was calling in to ask your guests a couple of questions about my business and how I should go about, you know, moving on and excelling to the next level.
Oh, my God, Dale, you took, like, I thought you was going to call in earlier.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I called the wrong time.
No, Tori had to, she, her son was at a, she was at his baseball practice and stuff, but she stayed in and talked to us for a couple of hours and stuff. We'll be putting the archive of the show, and she talked about business and stuff earlier in the interview. But this is Dale. She actually has done my hair. She's a wonderful hair. She has a wonderful method of getting rid of those edges, those nappy edges that you got without using no edge gel when you got that slave
edges.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the edges will be on fleek when she does them. And, I mean, when somebody loves their job, you can see when she does hair, like she loves it and she takes her time with it and she gets you in and out. And I love Dale. You should definitely check out her work. Definitely. I mean, speaking of business, as we were talking about, Sandra said you haven't done her edges yet. She said she's waiting.
But tell her that she can come whenever she gets ready. Whenever she gets ready, tell her, come on through. I'll take care of her, get her in and out, and put her edges on sleek, and they'll be on.
Yes, Sandra, I'm going to beat your butt. Sandra's on.
I'm actually on the line.
Sandra's on the line. We're her crazy self.
Well, Sandra, let me tell you where I am. I'm in Salon Plaza over at PG Plaza, and I'm number 9. So make sure you come and check me out. I'm actually about to bring out a tea that promotes healthy hair, skin, and nails, and it's all that organic herbs, and I want you guys to check it out. So, you know, I need you guys to support me on that and check it out. The ingredients that I'm going to be using in it, it reverses baldness, it treats dandruff. It has the herbs that I'm using. It has anti-aging agents in it, so like the wrinkles in your skin or the darkness around your eyes, and you know it makes your nails really, really strong. So look out for that.
Uh-huh.
Out for the beauty. It's going to be spelled BEAUTEA. Beauty, and it's going to be available really, really, really soon.
Oh yeah, we're
gonna have to. You know we gotta be the first ones for that.
Right, that's what I'm like. Oh yeah,
I'm gonna sign up for sure. Trust me, so you guys can be like, oh my goodness, this tea is so good, and it makes my hair and my nails and my skin glow. Really. Oh, one more thing, guys.
Girl, you know what though? I feel like if I drink this tea, I'm gonna become immortal. Okay, I just want to know, am I gonna be immortal if I drink this tea the way it's sounding like this?
Immortal. Let me tell you this for us, pretty seasoned women that are approaching the age where we're gonna be getting gray hairs. Gray hairs back to black as well. Some of
are
the herbs
serious?
That I'm inside the tea. I am telling you, this tea is gonna be serious. Really, it's really gonna be serious.
Bro, I need this tea.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out here. Y'all got quiet. Wow. That was not a good pitch.
I was hearing it, and I was like, man, I'm contemplating all kinds of stuff with this tea, man. Right.
I'm out here imagining, my hair going to go
longer.
You guys
got quiet. I'll actually be a vendor with the tea on April 26th in Miami at Tara
nice.
Wallace. She's having a sipping shop there. So I'm
going
to be
okay.
there. It's going to be my first time actually selling the tea. You guys are going to get it first, and they'll get it second. I'll make sure.
Uh-huh.
I got you. Mo, I got you. Make sure you get this tea first before anybody, though. Like, really. Make sure
but
you get it when you and Sandra.
Speaking of business, because we had Tori on and we were just talking about business. She talked about, you know, you got to study your business. You need to understand your industry and things like that. What is some advice you would give to women trying to get into the hair industry?
Right.
You know what advice I would give to someone trying to get in the hair industry? First and foremost, you have to have a passion for hair to do it.
Yes.
It's not something that you just jump into because you can make some quick money. If you love hair, you have to absolutely love hair if you're trying to break into this industry, because it's so much competition and everybody can do hair. Things are always changing. It's always a new technique, and you have to be up on everything. But if you love hair, that's not going to be a problem. But if you're just doing it to cut into this billion-dollar business that everybody wants a piece of, it's not going to happen. The passion has to be there, and it has to be real. It has to be real. And that's really the only thing that I would say to anyone that wants to become a hairstylist. If you love it from your heart, do it. If you don't, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And with that, if you have that passion and that love for, you know, hair, cosmetology overall, then you're going to do everything you need to do. You're going to be consistent. You're going to stay focused. You're going to come up with all types of things to keep your clients happy. You know, it's just going to come so natural, because you're going to always want to go to the next level. So
exactly,
when you have that love for it, you want to just do everything. Everything. You want to learn. You want to make sure you're the best. You want to give your clients an experience that they cannot get anywhere else. So that is the main thing. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
Now, I have a question, Ray. Now, because you do hair. Now, what is that advice you would tell people in terms of weave and going natural? Like, what do you think, or what would you tell clients that are looking to go natural, you know, without, like, they don't want to do weave anymore? Like, what would be that advice? Because for me right now, I'm trying to go natural, but I'm tempted to put weave back, but everybody's just saying no, go natural. So I want to know, like, what is the difference in terms of going natural and having weave? Is there something special, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, having extensions and going natural, I mean, having extensions is just a protective style. Let's be clear on that. So
right.
when you wear weaves and extensions and so on, whenever you take that weave out, you should be able to wear your hair. Now, going natural is not for everybody. Me personally, in my experience, I don't think going natural is for everyone, because it takes time to get that hair to revert and to get it back to its natural state. Because when you're going natural, that means you're taking your hair all the way back to when you were a child before you put any chemicals in it. So, and you have to be used to that. You have to know how to manipulate the hair. And the biggest thing is with that is the education from your hairstylist. Your hairstylist has to tell you what to do to keep your hair up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And also, you want to embrace your curls. If you're ready to embrace your curls, because if you may leave out the house and put that Miss Jessie's curly cream on it, and it'd be nice, and, you know, your curls, and then by the middle of the day, that hair has soaked up all that curly cream, and you die, and you be like, oh, my goodness.
Are you
oh
looking
my
like
goodness.
Mufasa on that joke?
And what it is, it's because, it's lack of knowledge on it. You have to really know everything about being natural. Not
mm-hmm.
everything, but your hairstylist should be telling you what to do to keep it up. Because me personally, I know each and every last one of my clients' tastes like the back of my hand. Is like nobody
wow.
can tell me anything about their hair. And so, you know, it's something that you would really take up with your hairstylist, because she deals with your hair. She has that history with your hair, so she knows what your hair is going to do and what it's not
mm-hmm.
going to do. So that would be my advice for natural.
Well,
because, you know,
you just
have to really consult with your hairstylist. You know, tell her to tell you the ins and outs. What may happen, what may not happen, so you know what to expect, you know?
Right.
I can tell you this though. Dale has definitely made my hair grow, and she knows hair. I mean, when you want to bang, she will give you that bang. Like you can walk in there and you can look like, you know what I'm saying, Medusa, and she will transform you. You will be transformed, okay? And she has miracle hands. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? But now in your industry, I mean, there's so many different, you know, hairstylists out here and people that say they're hairstylists. But, you know, what is the key to, you know, making your brand stand out in that industry? Because it's hard, especially in the DMV
hard.
Area.
It's hard. It's really hard. And like you said, especially in the DMV areas, because it's so many of us, and it's so many of us that are good, you know? It's a lot of us. So as far as branding, what I would say is, you know, you want to find what your niche is and you want to take it to the ultimate level. You want to take that one special thing that nobody else can offer and you want to, like, revolve everything around it. And that's one of the biggest things. And honestly, I'm in the process of reinventing myself, which I think that hairstylists and anybody in business should take the time to do. I mean, some people do it once a year. Some people do it every 2 years, 5, 10. However, but the more you reinvent yourself and give fresh new products and fresh new ideas, that's the key. That's the key because you definitely want to be able to
stay up with the
know. You
want to
be able to
stay up with the trends, right? Yeah.
You want to be able to stay up with the trends. You want to be in the know. And you, like I said, you want to take that one special thing that you know nobody else can do like you, and you want to just take it and run with it. Like my niche and my passion with in my industry is, of course, the edges, because I'm telling you, I can get those edges. Shout out to my homegirl out in L.A., her name is Lachelle. She taught me how to do those edges. She's over at Just Extension. She's the bomb, too. She taught me how to do it, and I took it, and I ran with it. Also, another thing that I'm really, 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 really good and I love to do is working on set. Like, when I'm on set on a photo shoot, whether it's a TV show, whatever it is, like, I'm in love. Like, I like saying to the cameraman, hold up, I'm going in. Like, when I say I'm going in, I feel like, oh, okay, yeah, it's me. I'm controlling this right now, you know. So you have to find what it is in your industry that you love the most and just go and run with it.
Exactly. And the last question I have for you, Dale, due to the time, the last question that I have is, what's the average that a hairstylist can make, I mean, in a year, like, the most?
That's a good question.
What's the max? You really want to know what the max is? Somebody might get at me if they know what the max is. But no, seriously, if you brand and you hustle and you grind like it's your passion, you can make anywhere from $100,000 a year to $250,000 a year. It just depends on you.
I think I just had
it
a heart
depends
attack.
On you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot, right? And it's, and another thing, and then I'm really going to go, and I'm not going to hold you guys up. Do not regret charging what you're worth. And that goes for family members, everybody. Like, if someone comes to you and you know your work is worth what you're charging and they don't want to pay, it's okay, because all money isn't good money. And you have that person that knows your worth and will come to you and will sit in your chair and they will gladly pay you. So don't undercharge just because, you know, it's a family member or whatever the case may be. You want to make sure you're getting what you're worth, because guess what? We have to stand on our feet. I work sometimes from like 6 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I don't get home to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I'm definitely, I want to, you know, it's my worth. I stand on my legs all day. So you definitely want to make sure you're charging what you're worth. For sure.
Definitely. Dale, how can they check you out if they want to, you know, get your services and things like that?
If you want to get services with me, Dale P. of Beauty Made Up, you can check me out on Instagram at her_Dale_P, or you can actually send me an email at beautymadeupappointments@gmail.com, or you can call me at 202-531-8123.
That's what's up. Make sure you support Dale and, you know, and everything that she's doing. Support businesses in general. You know, people are out here doing their thing. Support each other. Along with that, you know, like she said, you know, charge what you're worth, you know. Don't settle for, you know, crap. Don't matter if it's a family or anybody, you know. And also remember that life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you know, you're in charge of what direction it goes. You know, take charge of your life and do you at the end of the day, you know. And I definitely am very happy and glad to have, you know, Tori Hart live on the show to open up and tell us, you know, so many things about business and things like that. It was a great show. And, you know, Sandra told us a lot about what's going on in the sports arena. And,
yes.
You know, and, you know, we talked about some music reviews and different things like that. Easter was definitely fun, you know. A lot of the kids were at the White House doing an Easter egg hunt, you know, and roll. You know, one of my nieces were actually over there, so it definitely was a fun thing. So, you know, yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people are just, you know, out here just trying to survive and, you know, never give up on your dreams, you know. You're in charge of what's going to happen, you know. There's a lot of naysayers. There's a lot of people want you to fail out here, but you have to at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So, do you have any last words for the people, Sandra? You know, any words?
Well, you know. Hey, all I can say is never say you can until you try.
Exactly.
You can until you try. You know, always keep pushing, always keep grinding. Let's support each other. Let's support Black businesses. You know, let's team up and let's all unite and help each other out. That's how we are gonna propel and that's how we're gonna move forward and that's how we're gonna all get into the places that we all need to be if we all work together. So, yeah.
Exactly. And there's an event coming up. It's actually Judas Priest is having an event. It's on June the 6th, performing live at the Fire, and that's at 412 West Brainerd Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19123. Call 267-671-9298, The Fire. And we'll definitely be out there covering that event. So it's your girl, Leshy Lesh, and your girl, Sandra, and we're out there, man. Love, peace, and chicken grease. You know, we don't need to love people for the people. And go ahead and be safe, you know, and get turned up. And we out of here, man. Lesh Radio online. Luchini, baby.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Von Fischer Gadam can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? Introduced in Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from Reefers, Drench, and Divas, and these seven showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte, Jigga. Let's see for what this worth as we confiscate your figures. Champing over Brown, levitating GG and Dashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond, running Teddy Ice Band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck Strut. Freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swat. Shadow boxes catching black eye blue. I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Barbie, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts if the season sauteous. Souffleers for swerving, no corners, we madness to moolah. Living with Charlie's Angels on this, no smiling when sliding. That gets you caught up in the after or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed. Saturday night special, you better take it light. Jaja, you're the Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue. House of bamboo, paradise. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG Bounce and Sugar Down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG Bounce and Sugar Down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? 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 Falling sparrow.
curves through the seas. A black Caesar that convinced her silky days. Satin nights taking flight down the going. Sweet sensation Spanish flying with the lady star feet. Bottoms up sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
In from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura. Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora. Got notion to bring it, sing it. Never been my function, stoning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning. Love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison. Get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red They get you gracious, he be sipping on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijacked, packed from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this ebony
junction. Yeah, as we exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG5 and sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see